This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. Chef Patrick is in the house as well. Lakes Region Community College. He's in his shorts, though. He's not in his chef's gear.
You know, sometimes you just got to break them out. You know, it's a nice, you know, I'm off duty. This is my off duty look.
It's your off duty look. Got
yep.
it.
Yep. So,
you know, I have a, we have a cook in our Manchester store, David Carter. And David wears shorts every day of the year.
Oh, yeah.
Every
yeah.
day.
Sounds like my children.
Even in the winter.
I mean,
my boys do that.
They make chef wear shorts now, too.
Do they?
Yeah. My students, sometimes they'll ask if they can bring shorts in. And, of course, for us, at that level, we try to teach them, okay, it's a safety issue, you know. But, I mean, I've worn shorts in the kitchen and stuff like that. When it gets so hot back there, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You don't see me with pants. Don't tell my students that, but you know, you know, because I always harp on them. You're in uniform today.
That's funny.
So
we have Dad in the house. You haven't been on for a while.
Good afternoon. No, I didn't have a chance to be ready, so this is going to be off the hip.
That's good. It's the best way.
Absolutely.
It is the best way. We just, have you been cooking anything lately? Well, let's talk about pizza making on Monday.
We cooked pizza. Yeah, yeah.
Dad got a pizza oven
pizza
out in the yard.
Outside,
yeah. I remember last time when I was here with you, you were talking about that.
Well, no, we had one, and then I sold that house.
Oh, okay.
So we had a big one.
Yeah, we had a big one. Custom made outside. And, buying one that goes into the yard that's small and it's on a table.
Yeah.
It's not that big. Weighs a ton, though. It weighs about 800 pounds.
Does it?
Yeah.
That one?
You see moving that thing. I hit the...
Did you say 800?
800.
Is it like a brick?
Oh, yeah. It's all stone.
Can you put anything else into it? Is it just thin for pizza?
Everything.
Oh, you can do all
that stuff.
Yeah.
But
it's just not big in there,
though.
That's
the problem. No, it ain't big. Well, that's what it is. And you buy one, not like the one I had.
Right.
You know, inside the thing, I could have climbed inside myself.
You see, I saw some that you can put inside your house. So if you design your house on one side, so if you have your living room on this side and your kitchen on this side, and then on the kitchen side, you have the pizza oven, the other one, it's a fireplace.
Oh.
Well, it ain't the same fire.
Yeah.
It's just same flue.
Yeah, same flue.
It's sharing the same flue.
But it was pretty neat. I was like,
That's cool.
You have to keep it about, to cook correctly, it's about 650, which I just relearned. You forget. You know? Yeah. They get here at 3 o'clock to eat, and I'm thinking it's going to take an hour, which I could swear it took an hour, but I am wrong, I guess. But I did have another technique. I told Brian, I used to start it with charcoal, put my wood in it, and my residual coals would be there. But we started from cold turkey, never lit the dumb thing. At 6 o'clock, right? At 6 o'clock, the oven was at 700 degrees. We started cooking.
It took a while.
The first one we got to put in, I got to say, it's funny. I don't think
Carol
noticed it.
Puts the pizza
one in there, and everything is fine. Except it's cooking like a son of a gun. You know what I mean? This is freaking quick, you know? What do you think happens? One of the pieces of wood that we had, because after you get your fire going in the center, you push it all to the side, berm it. But we had some good pieces in there, and I took the thing and I put it up a little higher in the back side of the oven. We look at it, this is looking good. Something falls.
Oh.
The log came down in the middle of the pizza.
Oh.
So that was exactly 9 seconds later, it was a big fire. That was the first one.
The second one,
we had one side that was kind of black. I'm telling you,
it took a learning process.
It took about 5 or 6
yeah,
to get
it. It just took a little art to do it. But I'll tell you, the last one.
The last one was perfect.
Was perfect. That was about number 10, I think.
I think so.
The last one for Christopher, I made one to keep him.
Oh, did he like it?
That's the best pizza I've ever had.
Yeah, it is.
It's not because you always think because you did it, it's the best or it's new. That fire taste is so good. It's like going 900 degrees. You know what I mean? We go in here and we have it, and you don't really appreciate it until you get away from it.
So, George, do you think it's different doing it in a specialized oven like that versus doing it on a grill?
Oh, my God. It's not the same thing at all.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, no. You don't.
Because I've done
that
on the grill before, which is really
good.
I love pizza.
We all love pizza.
Any way, shape, or form.
This has a little fire taste.
Yeah, it had like a.
Now, Carol, do you think that would be better than the pizza pizzazz that we brought in here? I mean, you know.
I missed that day.
My son has my pizza pizzazz. He borrowed it. You know, now that I'm thinking about it, he borrowed it and he has not returned it yet.
It's addictive.
Him and his girlfriend.
But
did you ever see that? The pizza pizzazz?
I never heard of it.
I think I got pictures.
Do you?
I do. I have pictures.
Dad,
from
it is Wendy. Dad would love. Well, you got a pizza.
Isn't it like rotate or something?
Yeah.
Yes. So. It goes around. Wow. It has like a heat source on the top. Okay. You put the pizza on and it turns and it cooks from the bottom and the
pretty
top.
Pretty good. That's how the most pizza ovens are now in regular.
I introduced Carol to it. I'm telling you, you know, so.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
So you own one too?
Oh yeah. So this
that's
is,
how I got
we
it.
Did
he
it
came
the,
in here
on the show here once.
We did it on the show.
Kidding.
We made we made yeah. Where the heck were you that day, Dad?
Yeah, I know.
Where was I?
Oh yeah. Okay. Nice.
Yeah, that's the pizza pizzazz. It's pretty cool.
Very very nice. Yeah.
Yeah, it just rotates. It's on the
but
desk. You know,
so. I'll continue my story. We got everybody here at 3 o'clock, and everybody's getting very hungry. And it was one of those days. I don't know. I was off kilt, I guess. I didn't have enough food around because we were waiting for pizza, and we knew we weren't going to eat. I knew it was going to be late. I said, oh, my gosh, we'll never do it. So Brian finds that leg of lamb in my refrigerator. We chopped that up, threw it out.
Oh, that was, I thought that was something Brian brought.
Oh, I had it in the fridge.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't
I was
gonna even
use
know
it
that.
For here, today or tomorrow.
Oh, I
to
didn't
cut
know
up
that.
And bring for lunch.
Well, that was
so
delicious.
He says, hey, he didn't say nothing. Got it on the counter. I said, good idea. I don't care if it's a good idea. We're cutting it up. We munched on that a little bit.
That was good.
And Doris wanted French fries.
We made French
fries.
So
I took every potato in the house, which is about 5, and we cooked French fries. It worked out okay. You know? Then
oh, yeah.
Pizza
it worked
came.
Out fine.
The pizza all came last.
Yeah. No, Dad has a fry later in his kitchen.
Yeah. We got,
like built
wow.
in?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see your kitchen.
No, I'm telling you, I'm going to take the bragging rights, though. But outside, I have a nice custom-made smoker. It's beautiful. I hardly use it. And that's in the backyard. And I had that made in South Carolina, custom. Then I have a 36-inch griddle outside. Then I have a lava rock of wood.
I got to come over one of these days, telling you.
And now I've got the pizza and... You know, I got all kinds. The whole kitchen. I went crazy this time.
I have a pizza. The pizza oven that goes. It fits on top of your grill.
Okay.
And so it's like this little dome thing. And you just put it right on top of your grill. Mm-hmm. And I was working. It's kind of similar, same thing. I started learning how to use it. And I have one side of my grill that is charcoal. You know, the 3-thing grill that you have, like, your gas one. And then on the right hand side, it's the charcoal, or you could put wood. So I started putting wood and stuff in there and using that thing. And it got wicked hot. And like the first 3 pizzas I burnt too was burnt to a crisp. I was just like, oh my God, I can't keep up with this.
And this pizza oven, it takes literally 2 minutes.
Yeah.
It's 2 minutes. If you just say,
pretty cool.
How's that doing, Brian? You got that? Don't your pizza's burning. You know, you've got to stay right on.
I got to get a good dough recipe for that though, because I don't.
We cheat.
Yeah.
You know what? You can get it right here at Portland Pie.
Yeah, right here.
You
okay.
can buy their dough.
I'm all about that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You can buy the dough right there.
You know, I think we had 6 and it made, we had 5 or 6 and it made 10 pieces.
Wow. That's good. That's a good idea. I'm going to have to stop there after this.
And I love their dough. Oh, I like after. I never eat my crust when I have pizza ever. So I finish my pizza and then I save all my crusts and I put, you know, all the seasonings they have on the table, the red pepper, the Parmesan, the salt, the pepper, the oil. I pour that all into the plate and I use that for my crust because they have such good crust. It's so good. I like look forward to that and nowhere else do I eat the crust.
Really?
I don't.
My favorite pizza of all times is Tripoli's. In Salisbury.
Yeah, Salisbury.
Oh. Salisbury Beach.
I almost went to the other night.
G.
Really?
You've never had that pizza?
I've been to Salisbury Beach so many times.
You've got to go.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I've never had that.
It's the only activity in Salisbury Beach is those 2 pizza places.
I know.
I might have had it.
Thin. Yeah. And it's a little sweet.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like to cut them in squares.
Squares.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
I'm going to have to
We sometimes get in the car and just go and have... Tripoli's pizza. Get Tripoli's pizza.
I've learned all sorts of new restaurants nowadays.
Oh, no. you better hit that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to go check
or
that
if
out.
You're going to drive right to the beach and, you know, take that turn, it's right there.
Oh, yeah. Boom. I know exactly what you're talking about.
First thing, I put my order in one, and I walk over to the other one and buy one there.
I know. It's Tripoli. They kind of vie up there. It's Tripoli's and Christie's pizza.
Christie's. Okay. So I've seen
They're different. They're like competition with each other.
And they're both good.
You're either a Christie's lover or you're a Tripoli lover.
Yeah, but I always want to be. I have some both. I love it.
I do too. I like Tripoli better.
I can taste it now. Nice thin crust.
I'm gonna go out and get some pizza after this. I'm telling you.
There's a seafood place that's like that, and is it Hampton or maybe it's Salisbury? I forget. Brown's.
Brown's,
and then I don't even know the one across the street because you're either a Brown's person or you're
the other one.
The other one, and of course, obviously, I'm a Brown's, or I would know the other place.
You know what? They were underwater.
What?
This was a little while ago. Do you remember seeing that picture? I wonder if they're open. I'm telling you, they were underwater. They showed an aerial view, and they got flooded. The other side of the street was fine. It was brown.
Oh, but the other side of the street was loving that.
I know.
It's a way to put your competition out of business.
It was in the winter. Well, wasn't
just flood them.
Yeah,
just flood them.
The ones the buildings didn't float away.
I know.
The buildings,
right?
Because they are right there on the water there,
like the marsh.
High tide is underneath you when you're in it.
Another destination place that people will get in the car and drive specifically to, which we just did a couple weekends ago, is Flo's hot dog place.
Oh, yes.
That's an awesome
So my
place.
Kids got to experience that for the first time.
So that's right up the road from where we have, my in-laws have their house. And I went there for the first time last summer. It was all the years that we've been going there.
You've never been to
and
Flo's.
And it's like, it's funny because it's like, they only open till 3 and there's a line down at the door.
And it's like the soup Nazi.
Oh, yeah.
It's very...
One hot dog at a time into the pot and then here we go.
And you have to order it a certain way. Like you get up to the beginning, first thing, all you can say is how many hot dogs, and then you move down the line and then you say what you want on your hot dog.
Don't talk. You say something wrong, you're not going to get your hot dogs.
That's true. Dad, you've never been there?
Oh, they Flo's? Have. So they their signature hot dog is they have their relish, that sweet onion relish. Yep. And they do a hot dog with mayonnaise, celery, salt, and that relish. And that's one of their signature.
There's something for everybody, I'm telling you, there's so many places.
There's a line. It's crazy. Yeah.
But I love little places like that. Mm. Like little pizza places, little things like that.
Everybody likes it.
Well, not one of us got the relish, and I think they were offended.
They made us
get one with a relish. We did, and my son got it. He actually, my husband got it, but my son ended up eating it because he liked it so much.
I'd probably be there this weekend, so I could pick up a little jar.
They sell it in jars.
They do. Yeah, so Flo's hot dog relish.
So when you think of it, what's the secret? All it is like everybody tries to strive for consistently the same.
Yeah, it's it, and it's such, like you said, a consistency. But at the same time, it's like
it's good.
They're only open 12 to, or 11 to 3 or whatever it is, and it's
nostalgic.
So
people have done it since they were kids. Because not that I would say it was amazing or not good or whatever. I'm not going to say, but to me, I just is like. Not sure I would get in the car to drive for a hot dog, period. Well,
so we used to, in Providence, living in Providence and went to John's, we used to go late night to this New York Systems. Have you ever been to New York Systems talking about hot dogs?
No.
Oh, yeah, New York Systems.
That's a restaurant?
It's a hot dog place, specializes in hot dogs. And the guy, they small little hot dogs. They're like 75 cents a piece. The guy lines them up his arm and he puts all the special sauce. I mean, the guy's got a big old hairy arm. And of course, you're late night, you're just like, I'm gonna eat that, and it was the best. I loved it. You're like, hey, Homer,
hairy arm hot dogs.
I say that, but they were very, like I said, but they have that's the whole thing. They're little hot dogs, they're like 75 cents a piece. They have their own special, gravy they put on it. It's like a chili, but it's and this is in Providence. It's Olneyville, New York Systems, and they would be open till like 5 in the morning. I mean, it was crazy.
And that's all they sell is hot dogs.
They also sell burgers and stuff like that too. But they're known for their hot dogs. Yeah, in Providence they call it soggies. They call the hot dogs are called soggies. So there's a bunch of things that Rhode Island's known for: coffee milk, soggies, and stuffies. So I used to work at a place called Stuffies. You know what Stuffies are?
No.
Stuffies are a stuffed clam. It's a quahog. So they would have different ones. And I used to work at this place called Stuffies Bar and Grill, and we would sell billions of them. And they were like a buck for that. And pretty much is what you do is you make a stuffing out of it. So there's different ones. We had like a Fall River stuffing that had shrimp and scallops and then the chopped clams. And then you make that stuffy and you'd save the shells you put them back in the shell and you'd bake them off in the oven. And so people at the bar would have beers and they'd just eat stuffies.
Yum. That sounds good.
Yeah.
But what's the reason for the name Soggies?
I don't know.
That doesn't sound appealing to me. I'm thinking it's for hot dogs.
Yeah,
that, right?
I think because they're soaked up. I guess. So, you know, up, you know, yeah.
Because all I think of is like a wet hot dog bun. That doesn't sound good.
Sound
yeah.
And hairy arm. And there you
right.
go.
Yum.
But yeah, no, they had all sorts of stuff. I mean, I loved it. It was like...
Speaking of hot dogs, was it Burger King or something? Like somebody's selling them now.
Yeah.
As fast food.
Yeah, Burger King. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's.
Well, you know, when you think about it, why don't they?
Exactly. Why yeah, not? It's fast food. I mean, but it just doesn't seem right, does it?
I bet you'd be surprised to know that I did have one. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You did.
So is it Burger King?
Burger King, yeah. It was actually pretty good. It wasn't too bad.
I don't like
Burger
King.
You can mess up a hot dog.
What's that?
I don't think you mess up a hot dog.
I've been on a hot dog kick lately. There's a new hot dog place in Belmont. And it's just a little cart.
Yes, you are.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. And it's so I go to the school and I come back, you know, as you're going into Belmont down towards Shaker Village. And this guy has a hot dog cart. And I stopped and it was fantastic. You know,
now I just saw
it
has good hot dogs.
Do they?
We do. They butterfly them, grill them, and loaded hot dog with celery salt.
That sounds really good.
It's actually really good.
Surprisingly enough, know who else has a good hot dog? Five Guys.
Really?
No, they don't have one
I did
here.
Not know that.
Yeah, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, and they have one in Concord. They split them in half.
I had one.
And you can get it just like you get the burger. It's loaded up with whatever. You can put mushrooms in.
Well, they have it all free toppings.
Yeah.
You must be following that.
Yep. So, I know it's hard to believe that, you know, I look for hot dogs. You know? I try to look for a salad every once in a while, but it
doesn't find you?
No. I was like, I can't find it. It's right here. Nope. Hot dog guys over here.
I think that I saw a place that's new on, was it Front Street over by Exit 6 Amiskeg, and you go down like you're going to the Super Walmart.
There's like a
that way.
Yeah,
I saw a place.
There.
Yeah, but across the street, a little ways down on the water side. Some guy set up his parking, like his driveway, his yard or something, his parking lot.
Oh, right next door to Intervale.
Okay.
I saw it.
Yeah, did you say, I saw
see
that.
It.
I was like, that's new.
Another cart. Okay, here's another hot dog place. Puppy Love down in Concord. It's just this little hole in the wall. It started as a cart.
I love the name.
She started as a cart, and she would sell tons of them. And then all of a sudden, like I said, they came up with this storefront. It was just this little small little closet, and it's just that's all they do. Boom, 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 hot dogs all over the place. I'm telling you, it's good.
See, now I never want hot dogs, and now I want a hot dog.
Yeah, hot dogs and pizza.
I think I want one of your grilled hot dogs with celery salt. That sounds so good.
Doesn't it sound good? Yes. It actually does sound good.
Yeah.
Yum.
What kind of bun?
I got an idea. Oh,
it's a hot dog bun.
Well.
No, you get the New England style.
Yes. I grew up in Oklahoma, and I never in my life saw a hot dog bun like there is up here, and now I will not have anything else.
Yeah, you get the
I don't like the old hot dog buns that are like, you know, bread all over.
You know how you have
that
the,
are smooth all
yes,
over?
Yes, yes.
Ours aren't like that.
Yes.
These are the ones that you pull apart and
yes.
the grill.
Yeah, and they're like sliced down the middle. I never had a New England hot dog run before, and I think
know.
It's so good. Yum.
I don't know what to eat at the Arrow. I'm gonna have a hot dog.
Yeah.
Darn.
Gotta
good.
Have celery
now,
salt.
We got pizza and got hot dog. We have a hot dog pizza.
I know, where we're like talking about all this pizza.
But I have
and
another
hot dogs.
Real good one. If anybody's on a road this summer, you head like into Maine country. Augusta isn't that far. I don't mean you're going to drive there just to have it. But the name of the place is Bally's. Bollies.
Bally's.
Been there for about 40 years. A little hole in a wall. I mean little. There's only six tables, and that guy puts out the best hamburgers you've ever seen.
Wow.
And the thing that's different, it's old. You walk in, and it's a guy in a white shirt and a sleeve and a T-shirt, you know, a whole bit. And the hamburgers, I forgot now, the prices are real low. We go not all the time. You know, Augusta, Maine. Right by it. You just go off the highway, head for Augusta. When you get to the road, where you take a right.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be on your left.
Oh, no kidding.
Dad. Oop, I forgot. And can't hear me. Augusta, the name is Bally's. It's worth it if you're traveling. I'm telling you, the experience will be unbelievable. You don't only just get a decent hamburger. You get french fries homemade.
Yeah. I used to do that
and
in
it's,
my restaurant.
It's not, as I can say, when I say a hole in the wall, it's not classy. You put your order for it, you pay for it, and she says, we'll bring it right out to you. And no, we had never been here before. Okay, we sit down. You know, maybe this was a mistake. She brings it in a tray, and a hamburger comes on a napkin. You literally take the napkin with the burger, and you eat it. And they're thin, and they're good, and they're cheap. And a stack of homemade french fries.
That's like, you know, you're doing your kid at home, you know. Okay. You know, we used to make the house burgers with the two Wonder Bread in between.
Yeah, that's good.
Your
too.
Fingers are soaking through the...
Yes.
About food.
All right, we need to, you are listening to Food for Thought, and we are going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we have MHP Woo-hoo. Is in the house, Michael Helpley-Pierce, and he has with him Sam from Swift Current. So stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
It must be Thirsty Thursday, because Food for Thought is about to pour you a liquid lunch with MHP Untapped. Hang out with us while we talk with brewers and beer movers and shakers, discuss New Hampshire beer culture and events, and answer calls to our studio live at 866-823-1077.
There's your intro, sir.
I love it.
Makes me dance.
It's kind of like that scene at the end of I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker, when he's got the backup music. Just the whole band just following him. He's like, backup music. Every good hero should have some. That's kind of how that makes me feel.
So let's get an update on Lifferman's Brewery.
We're doing really, really well. We're selling out as fast. Not selling out, like not to the man. I haven't gotten bought by Anheuser-Busch. You know, I'm waiting for the phone call. They probably just couldn't find my number.
You're waiting for the phone call so you can say no.
No way, man. And I probably won't even say it that FCC compliantly. As soon as we brew it, we sell it. It's out the door. So we're actually looking at bringing on an extra brew session a month, which is like 20 or 25% capacity increase, just so we can do a run of just kegs for Concord-based restaurants. Because that's really where it seems like our focus is going to be best served. When we put one keg on tap at Area 23 in the north end of Concord, and it sold in 2 hours, and they sent 7 people to my tasting room that day. Because we asked everybody that comes in the door where they came from, and that was like people in a row, boom, 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 boom. They said, yeah, you're on at Area 23. Kirk told us to come over. So we think that's really where we're going to get the traction. So
that is really awesome. So let listeners know your hours for the tastings and where you're looking.
So we're at 126 Hall Street, Unit B, like boy, and that's in Concord, right between exits 12 and 13. Either of those exits will get you there. And we're right next to Northern European Automotive. There are signs once you get to the complex. We're open Fridays 4 to 7 and Saturdays 12 to 5. And we're currently in about 20 bottle shops right now. So you can find us mostly along the 93 corridor from as far north as Plymouth to right down to the Mass Line. And then a couple things off the beaten path.
Now, did you expect to be in that many restaurants?
No, we're not restaurants. This is just bottle shops. So this is just places where you can get our bottled beer.
Okay. So this is
currently we're actually not currently pouring at any restaurants now.
Okay.
I'm dropping a couple of kegs off tomorrow to go on for this weekend, and then we'll be pouring at Area 23 again on Wednesday of next week. We're actually doing a tasting event from 6 to 8 at Area 23 in the north end of Concord. So we'll be pouring Bow Wow Yippee-O IPA off the tap and selling pints of that, but we'll also have some other interesting stuff for sampling. It's going to be an open mic night, so it should be a good time.
What is Area 23?
It's a pub, soon-to-be brew pub in the north end of Concord. They've been open for about a year. They're just getting their brew system up and running. So they've got a very simple kitchen, soups and stews and chili and panini and stuff like that. Bowls of bacon, because who doesn't love a bowl of bacon, right?
They copied us. Bowls of bacon.
You know, that's right.
Just kidding.
So you're gonna be on tap there tomorrow?
Wednesday of next week is when the event is, and we'll probably stay on tap until it kicks. I think we're bringing them 2 kegs. So going very well. We're pushing our limits just as far as how much we can get through our tiny little 1,000-square-foot facility with only 2 fermenters.
See, it should have been bigger.
Yeah, that's the next investment.
Wow, good for you. That's awesome.
I just got a thought, but I'm positive you've already thought of it. Do you ever consider, like, your local, Concord, calling something a New Hampshire beer?
Like that America is what I'm trying to say.
It's like New Hampshire. No,
right.
Got it.
Well, there's a 603 brewery that's done a pretty good job, and there's a Stone Face, which plays off of the Old Man in the Mountain.
You're doing that? Okay.
most of our beer names, all of our beer names are really bad music puns for the most part. So if I can find a way to sort of spin that into a really bad music pun.
You know, people, look, I got to try this New Hampshire beer. It's the name.
Right.
As well as your name is known. You know?
Well, I think the guys at 603 are just releasing today or tomorrow their New Hampshire ale.
Here you go. 603
Sons of Guns.
Right.
You should contact them for some royalties on that.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you. I thought at the end of the day, I said, how come there's no New Hampshire? We have a little Jay's Tavern. I see all these names changing all the time, you know?
Huh. Yeah, we'll put you in our tavern.
Yeah, we could probably make that work.
Yeah, we'll have to talk.
And obviously you can hear from the dulcet tones coming from the other side of the studio that I have my neighbor Sam Venator from Swift Current Brewing joining
us
today.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Sam. Yes. So what is up with you?
Beer. Beer, beer, and beer.
Rinse, repeat.
That was actually a sentence.
Yes.
Beer.
Well, it's a noun, it's a verb, it's an adjective, right?
Yeah, we're beering. We're just getting fired up for the summer season because beer doesn't do great in the middle of winter.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, some of the heavier, darker beers, but there's only so much you can take of that. But when the sun's out, the heat's out, the beers come out. So we're getting in the middle of tasting seasons and festival seasons. So we're just trying to be wherever anybody wants us.
It must be a busy time for you guys right now. It must be.
Yeah.
There's a ton of festivals, and everybody wants everyone to participate, and it's you got to pick and choose. It's a big – it's worth it to get the exposure, but it's a lot of work. And if you know, in my case, it's often a Friday or a Saturday, so that means the tasting room is down a person, and we only have two persons, so –
Right. Yeah, that's true.
That's the challenge.
True. Right.
Yeah.
We need to take a break, and Sam has some beer samples for us.
I do.
We're going to get those ready, and we'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We have a packed studio. We have Chef Patrick. We have my dad, Michael Helpley Pierce.
Hello.
Sam Venator from Swift Current Brewing Company. And we are trying this beer. And I want you to tell me about it before I take a sip of it. I know it smells really good.
I hate this beer for multiple reasons, but none of it had to do with the actual flavor or anything like that. We've been working on this beer.
Is that why you brought it? Because you hate it?
Well, we've been working on this beer for a year. And we've never been able to get it good enough to our standards to actually put it out. So finally, this batch is up to our standards. So,
but you still don't like it?
Well, no, I like it now.
Oh, okay. You like it now.
But the beer itself has been tormenting me for a year.
Okay.
It's like, all right, we're going
to
do it.
So you've been trying to perfect it.
What
for
do you
a year,
look for your
Patrick?
Standards in a beer?
Well, this is a wheat beer.
Wheat beer, okay. It's beer, I can take it.
You know, and you know, so, but you know, we got to make sure the flavor profile that we wanted for this specific beer, you know, the aroma, those kind of things.
You walked me through a tasting at Ebenezer's.
I did.
And I really enjoyed that. So walk me through this beer right now.
Well, this is a wheat beer, like I said. It's just pretty basic. Our trick is that we use a lot of hops to give it a nice aroma. So we use Galaxy hops in the boil, and then we also dry hopped it to really give it, you know, have that flavor pop.
It does smell really good. You took the aroma. I smelled it.
It does.
And it's only 4%, so you can kind of drink it whenever.
Right. That's what you mean by wheat. Okay, I wasn't sure.
No, wheat. It's made with wheat.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I thought I heard you say wheat.
No, sorry, wheat.
No, that's
wheat.
Sam. Wheat. The beer is strong.
Beer. All right, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
But,
so why would you make
but
that?
But, yeah, we call it whenever wheat because you can have it whenever. You know, it could potentially be a year-round beer if you just want to have, you know, a nice light beer. You could have a couple. You could have one. But, you know, it won't knock you on your butt.
Okay.
So. What is normal beer percent? Is it
kind of depends on what you define normal beer
isn't
as?
Is it 3 to 4 though?
No.
Budweiser is 5.
Typically,
yeah.
Right?
4.8 to 5.2 for mass market lager like Bud Coors Miller. Craft beer, depending on the style, can be a lot lower, but it can go a lot higher too.
Lot higher, right,
you really
can't
make a beer at less than like 3% because it stops tasting like beer anymore.
Right.
Okay. All right.
But you can't sell anything in New Hampshire over 12% without a special dispensation from the Liquor Commission. And I think that you can only go up to 14%.
12%? That must be like
It's like kicker. Yikes.
It's like a a white wine.
Yeah, wine.
Is that what wine is? 12%.
Yeah, wine's 15.
Oh wow,
10. So depends on how sweet it is, but yeah.
Okay. All right. No, I really enjoy this beer. This is a nice summer.
Good. It's a beer.
That's the point.
You know, it's
give me a beer.
I really like it.
And that's when I like. I drink wine all year long. But in the summertime, when I'm out working in the yard,
a nice cold beer.
Yeah.
But it still has to be light and girly.
You could just stick your pinky out when you're drinking it. That's fine.
I'll do that right now.
Thank you. That was for Doc Jones.
I like blueberry beer, too. Blueberry beer is good.
Well, if you at home, you want to throw some blueberries in here, I won't tell you
You
not
know
to.
What? It would be good with blueberries in
frozen
this.
Frozen blueberries.
Right.
And ice cubes.
Exactly.
We're ruining your beer, aren't we?
Blueberries are tough to brew with, though, because they have so much tannin in the skin. It's kind of like squeezing a tea bag. You get that sort of mouth pucker effect from using them. And it's tough. They're so small, it's tough to get them without the skins.
Yeah. So that's why we don't do it. But you want to do that at home. You bought the
By
bottle.
By all means.
You can do what you want.
Just don't put a picture up on Facebook.
No.
Because Sam will get GERD.
The bosses don't like that.
Wait, I thought you were the boss.
So what else is happening, guys? Where are the festivals coming up?
Yeah, what have you got coming up for festivals?
What's happening with...
Well, let's see. Father's Day weekend is going to be busy for us. We have a tasting down at Craft Beer Cellar the Friday going into it. And then we have the Newport, New Hampshire Chamber of Commerce Beer Fest on that Saturday, the 18th. From 11 to 3, tickets available, which is only featuring nano brews. So you're not going to have, the big distributors, out-of-state places
so
coming.
No Shock Top?
No Shock Top.
Dude, I'm not going. Can I get my money back?
No. Oh, my gosh.
But it's all going to be local guys, and, I'll be there. You can come talk to me about beers. A lot of the other brewers that I know will be there because, we're all kind of small. We all kind of stick together.
They all take the same bus, actually.
Yeah, well, it's cheaper that way. but also that event is Chamber of Commerce Day, so they're going to have family things going on. So they'll have stuff going on in the common. So bring the whole family, and it's Father's Day weekend. So let
and
Dad
where
have
is
a
that?
Pass.
Where is it again?
Newport, New Hampshire.
In Newport. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Nice.
And I've got a festival coming up, the New England Brew Festival at Loon Mountain in Lincoln on the 25th, and there will actually be a Hop Talks presentation early in the day. I want to say it's like 1 to 2:30, which I'll be doing with Seth Simonian. And then I will be at the Litherman's Limited table pouring samples of, it looks like, Simply Red Ale and also a brand new beer that we're going to be launching at the event called Little Miss Strange, which is our brand new New England style double IPA. Little Miss Strange. It's a song from Electric Ladyland, Jimi Hendrix, but it's the only song on the album, I think it's the only song that they ever did, where Jimmy doesn't sing lead, and he actually didn't even write the song. The bass player wrote it and sings lead on it, so it doesn't sound like a Hendrix song unless you really listen to the licks. So since this is really not the kind of beer we normally brew, it seemed like it was sort of apropos for us to do that, that naming. Plus, it is a little strange. So.
Actually, that's what I was going to ask you. Now, do you create the beer first before you name it, or do you, how?
I have a long list of names that we've been coming up with because for years, my partner Doc Jones and I drive a lot, sometimes 1,000 miles a week, and so we'll just sort of shoot each other ideas of stupid beer names, that ideas we get when we hear a song on the radio or something like that. And so I've got a list of about 70, maybe more. But then sometimes it just comes to us, like we were brewing Little Miss Strange, trying to figure out what to call it, and we were listening to Electric Ladyland, and that song came on. And Steve looks at me, he goes, I think that'd be a good name for a beer. I said, I just pointed to the kettle, and he said, yep, Little Miss Strange. So there it was. So we're going to have some fun with it, a little ad campaign about, don't you want to get some strange? And, who wouldn't like a little strange? You know what I mean? We'll take it wherever
we're on the radio.
Beer? We're talking about beer, Sam.
Oh, yeah, beer. That's
you and your
ticket.
Inferences, sometimes you just, I don't know if it's your upbringing or what it was, but you
the
disappoint
minister
me.
Kids, you got to watch out for
oh,
us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh boy!
I'm leaving that one alone. So that'll be a good festival. That will be all day Saturday, and then there's actually a brewer's breakfast on Sunday morning, it's a restaurant that has like a set seating time of, I think it's 9 o'clock, and the brewers all go to a table, and then after 10 minutes, a bell rings, and the brewers all stand up and go to another table. So you keep having this revolving brewer seat at your table, so you can sort of pick their brains and chat
with
them.
Really cool.
Have sort of some, a little more intimate conversation than you might have if you were standing in a line of 100 people, you know, out in the sun.
That is really different.
So that's our first festival. Looking forward to it.
So which one was that?
I believe it's called the New England Brew Fest, and it's on June 25th at Loon.
And then also on July 30th is the Grand State Brewers Association Beer Fest. That is going to be down in Arms Park here in downtown Manchester. So pretty much everybody will be there for that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it.
No one beer. You're cut off already. Good save, though.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, my husband and his brother go to that one every year.
Perfect. There we go.
Yeah,
sorry, Carol.
Cleaning up beer.
I will spill no beer before it's time.
Daryl's going to be like, you've been drinking.
You were hanging out with MHP, weren't you?
In the middle of the day?
This is work. Guy. This is work.
That's right. I'm working.
That beer I just spilled, that was a write-off.
You go home at night and say you're really tired.
Yeah. Well, that's the tough thing about working in a brewery, especially like we're doing all of our stuff at night. So I'll put in a full day at my day job and then, you know, start at 6 o'clock and often be there till midnight or one. And I'm driving home smelling like beer at 1 o'clock in the morning. Just like, yeah, go ahead, pull me over, officer. Let's just cut to the chase and let me just breathe into your thing and let me go. I promise I haven't had anything to drink since yesterday. But how do you explain that when you smell like beer?
Yeah.
So tell us about this one that we're trying now.
Yeah, this one totally is different. Stronger. Very different.
Yeah, but it's not too strong. Good.
Strong is not the right word. Help me out.
Flavorful.
Do I get a little sweet out of it?
Yep. My word was before girly, and this is less girly.
This is definitely less girly.
That's going to be my word. Yeah.
It's more manly.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
So what is that I don't know how to call it?
Well, I think it's hoppy, right?
Hoppy?
A little more hops. Oh, you're making that face. You're making that face.
No, I like it.
No, it's good, but I did like the other one better.
But that one was too light.
But it's also has a lot of rye in it. It's our River Runs Rye. Mm. So the rye gives a little bit more of a bite.
I like the bite.
Yes, and that's what it is. It's the bite. It's the bite that I don't...
Because I know you're not a fan of the bitter hops.
No,
you don't want to scrape your tongue when you're drinking a beer. So this is a lot of late additions, dry hops. So that way we get the flavor and the aroma, but not the scrape your tongue, hop, bite. So we go for a little bit more of the bite with the rye. And this one is a little bit higher at 6.5%.
Whoa.
So...
And, Dad, you said sweet. You taste a little sweetness.
And in this one, I find it light, and I could denote a little bitter, but not much. And this one, that bitterness is gone. Replaced.
You're right.
With
there is like a little
beer.
Sweet to it, if I think
about
it.
I can't believe it's fruit.
It's definitely maltier. What's your mash temperature on this, Sam?
We do it a little higher to keep that sweetness because we want to compete or we want to complement the hops and the rye without... dry and just, overpowering you. So we like to make our beers work.
What's the name of that one?
This is River Runs Rye.
River Runs Rye.
Oh.
Okay. That's good. So what's next? No, I'm kidding. Bring on the
beer. We're
going
to be here all day.
Well, for more beers, you can buy them at your local, craft beer store.
Okay.
So we are also through, about 20 stores in the southern part of the state. Tomorrow, we're doing deliveries up in North Conway. So we're going up there to stretch our reach a little bit. So if you go up there for the weekend,
Where in New Hampshire is what you'd call a beer store? I guess I don't drink beer.
Well, beer stores,
a lot of them. There's a lot now.
A lot of stuff, things are in grocery stores now.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
But those are through a distributor mostly. The guys who self-distribute, we stick with the bottle shops. Like, I don't want to do cheap plugs without you guys getting credit for it, but.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's fine.
I will say, Burt's Better Beers.
Right.
And Hooks It. Lazy Dog, Drinkery, those places, and the great thing, you were talking about New Hampshire beers.
Well,
earlier.
I'm thinking of a beer called New Hampshire where it'd go right straight to you.
Well,
in someone's head.
Well, because one of the great things about a lot of the places that are opening up, like Area 23 and those guys, they specialize in local beers.
Yeah. It's hyper-local focus.
And like the local Upper Warner, you can get our beer there. You can also get our cold brew coffee there. So they're keeping everything local.
You do that too?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Cold brewed coffee.
Yes. Well, when you're brewing beer, a lot of the beer work is just sitting there in the fermenters. So we have other vessels that we use for carbonation and those kind of things that we were approached about doing cold brew for someone.
Because that's popular right now.
Yeah. So
it's like the thing.
So here in Manchester, we're at Cafe Loren on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I know Alex.
So you go in there and you ask for the cold brew, and that's going to be us. And we serve it on nitro, but it's not going to be rich and foamy like a Guinness, because to get that effect, you have to use some CO2 in the mix. And when you do that, it gets a little bit sour and tart, something you don't want. But when you have cold brew, you know, you don't need cream. You don't need sugar.
No, you don't.
You know,
we had A&E Roasters here and tried it. Coffee, and yeah. With no cream,
neither one of us are coffee drinkers.
Remember?
Yeah. And we liked it.
It was very really good.
Yeah.
So, and that is the thing now. Yeah. Oh, cool.
Yeah. Well, we figured we're not going to just keep stuff sitting empty. Might as well
do something with it. Exactly. And you guys are actually making an IPA with some of that, aren't you?
Yes. Yes. We are making a coffee IPA. We brewed it, you know, about a week and a half ago. And of course, I was like, I asked my brewer, Brian, I was like, are you sure you want to do this? And he was very confident. I said, oh, okay. And after we brewed it, you know, the beer itself before the coffee, it tastes really good. And then we found out that, you know, a lot of other places are doing it too. So,
Very cool. Always learn something. I love it. Thank you, Chef Patrick. Thank you, Tracy.
Yes.
Thank you, Sam, Dad, Michael.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the beer.
And we are Food for Thought. We'll see everybody next week. And Kalen Company is up next, and he is in the house. He's going to be here at the Beacon. He's here now, actually. Here now. So we'll see everybody next week. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah. That was good.